victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, in seeking the Lord last night, I had it on my heart to begin a new series this morning. We didn't get through with the subject of love. You know that. I mean, love is as big as God. But I think we got enough to chew on right now. You know, a lot of things you have to digest what you've already received and grow some before you can receive more. I don't know if you understand that or not, but there's been times in my life I realize it's not that God couldn't give me any more. It's just for where I'm at right now, I got to grow some more before He can give me some more. So I'm thankful. I believe that we're at a good place on that. How many are stirred up over love? Do you believe God is a God of love and He is love, and we're going to love God? We're going to love each other. We're going to love ourselves. Amen. We're going to keep the New Testament commandment. But the Lord had also given me commission to teach. He told me a number of things. He said, I wrote it down. This has been back, a year or so ago now. He said, teach the church family faith, how to live and walk by faith. Teach the church family how to walk in love, live in love. And He also said, teach the church family how to be led by the Spirit. So I'm beginning that this morning. Amen. We're going to get into that. And if we stay on it for a year, well, that'll be just fine. If it's over in a month, that'll be whatever the Lord says. Amen. But we're beginning a series this morning entitled Spirit-Led Life. We're going to talk about Spirit-Led Living and Spirit-Led Life. There is a natural life. There is a life that people live based on their senses and their reason and what their five physical senses and what people tell them and what popular opinion is and this and that. But there's another kind of living. There's a high level of living where you're not led, directed, guided in life by your smarts or by somebody else's opinion, but you are led divinely, supernaturally, by the greater one, the mighty Holy Spirit. You think that's all right? Turn with me to Romans then this morning, and let's look at the 8th chapter, and let's begin talking about the Spirit-led life. Romans 8. You can go ahead and find John 14 if you like. We'll go from Romans 8 to John 14, perhaps. Romans 8, John 14. And let's pray before we read this. Lord, we thank You for being born again. Thank You that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank You that You are even now preparing a place for us, and that You will certainly, certainly come, surely come and receive us to Yourself, and that where You are, we may be forever. And in this time, this interim time, this life on the earth, You've given us the mighty Holy Spirit to be our helper and to be our guide and to be our teacher. And we thank You for this heavenly gift. And we're asking You to open our eyes and teach us about the Holy Spirit. And teach us and lead us, help us to become more yielded and more sensitive and more aware, that we not be led by our flesh or by our mind or by other people or by circumstances or sight, but that we be every day and night led and directed and guided, enabled, and quickened and empowered by the Holy Spirit. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Say amen. That means so be it. So be it for me. Amen. Romans 8 and the 14th verse. Romans 8, 14. He said, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Let's read that out loud together. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. One more time. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Sons of God can be, ought to be, led by the Spirit of God. Didn't say driven by the Spirit of God. What did it say? Led. The Holy Ghost doesn't drive us. He leads us if we'll follow. The following's up to us. He won't make you do something, but He'll lead you and guide you, direct you to do the perfect thing if you'll follow. How many want to follow? How many want to be more aware? More sensitive? Amen? More and better yielded. How many want the Holy Spirit, when He thinks about you, to smile? Because you're so easy to work with. He doesn't have to tell you 35 times. You can become rein trained. Got any horsemen in the bunch? Anybody know what rein trained is? The Bible talks about in the book of Psalms about the Lord guiding us through our reins. If you look up the word, reins means insides. Means your insides. Well, you know, some horses are easier to steer than others. Huh? Some horses are, they want their own head. You have to put a bit in their mouth and you have to jerk on that thing, or elsewise they'll go where they want to go, not where you want to go. But a horse can be rein trained. Anybody know what a rein? I'm talking about rein, this leather strip, you know, one on each side of the horse's head, attached to the halter or bit and bridle. And rein trained horse is kind of like power steering on a horse. Rein trained horse, you don't have to pull on the bit. Some horses, you don't even have to have a bit. You can just lay that rein on the side of that horse's neck, and he's got big horse, big old thick neck, thick skin. He must barely be able to perceive that, but he can sense the slight pressure of that rein, and he'll just yield to it and go that direction. How many believe we could be that way with the Holy Spirit? Somebody said, "Well, God's going to have to give me a burning bush. I mean, for me to do that." Well, that's because you want your own head. Huh? I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be stubborn like a horse or a mule. Well, God's going to have to speak to me in an audible voice. He's going to have 12 people come by and confirm it. Well, you're being hard to work with. Huh? No, know the Spirit well enough that when you sense the slight direction of the Lord, you know that's Him. That's Him. And you don't wrestle and you don't argue and you don't kick against the pricks. You just yield and go that way. Don't have to know why. You do that, and you'll wind up in some wonderful places. You do that, and you'll do the right thing, and you'll be at the right place at the right time again and again and again. And people will go, "Man, you're smart." You'll go, "Well, no, I got the smart one in me. I didn't even know why I was coming here." There's some people was trying to tell us about some things that we did. They said, "Man, y'all sure knew what to do." Well, not really. We just had this unction inside of us to be here on this certain time. And then you saw what was going on and you could go with it and flow with it. You will never have enough information. You will never have enough understanding to make the best decisions in life. Did you hear me? You cannot know enough. You cannot be smart enough. Certainly you don't know the future, right? So how could you know enough to just make the best decisions I'm, for instance, getting married. Huh? I mean, two starry-eyed college students dreaming of their future. And how in the world can you know what's going to happen 10 years from now, 20 years from now? What kind of person they're going to be? What kind of person you're going to be 40 years from now? You could never know, right? But He knows. And if He says they're right for you and you're right for them, you can just trust that. Amen. And step off into it and stay with it. Amen. Because He knows. Everybody say He knows. He knows best. We'll go back to John 14. And let's begin to talk about the Holy Spirit. Now, you'll find numerous references. It'll say Spirit, the Spirit. In fact, I wrote down one time over 40 different variations of names and references to the Holy Spirit. Things like Spirit of grace, Spirit of supplication, Spirit of judgment, Spirit of burning, Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of Christ. I mean, there are many different designations. He is a very multifaceted person. And Holy Ghost, you'll find many times in the King James Bible, Holy Spirit. Ghost and Spirit are from the same Greek word. And I think sometimes people are confused about what we're talking about when we start talking about ghosts. Ghost is just an old English translation of the word pneuma, the word for spirit. So don't get hung up on that. Holy Spirit. In John 14, look at what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit right before He left, went to heaven. He said in John 14, 16, He said, I will pray the Father, or I will ask, or a request of the Father. Aren't you glad He did? And He, the Father, shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth. Now see, here's another name for Him. Spirit of Truth. Whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but you know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Well, that was before Jesus had gone to the cross, and that was before the day of Pentecost, so He's telling them He is with you, but He's going to be in you. How many know today He is with us, but He is in us? Amen. And if you've been filled with the Spirit, He's also on you. He's with us. He's in us. He's on us. Glory. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Person of the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-921. That's R-921. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.